first detection of silicon-bearing molecules in $8 car, by C. Bourdieu et al. We present ALMA band 6 observations of the luminous blue variable eta car, obtained within the ALMAGAL program. We report COJ equals 5 to 4, CIS-J equals 12 to 11 and silicon nitride N equals 5 to 4 emission in the equatorial region of the homunculus nebula, constituting the first detection of silicon and sulfur-bearing molecules in the outskirts of a highly evolved, early-type massive star. CO, CIS and CIN trace a clumpy equatorial ring that surrounds the central binary at a projected distance of 2 arcsec, delineating the inner rims of the butterfly-shaped dusty region. The formation of silicon-bearing compounds is presumably related to the continuous recycling of dust due to the variable wind regime of Eta Car, that destroys grains and releases silicon back to gas phase. We discuss possible formation routes for the observed species, contextualizing them within the current molecular inventory of Eta Car. We find that the silicon oxide and CIS fractional abundances in localized clumps of the ring, 6.7 times 10 to the minus 9 and 1.2 times 10 to the minus 8 respectively, are exceptionally lower than those measured in C and O-rich AGB stars and cool supergiants, while the higher CIN abundance, 3.6 times 10 to the minus 8, evidences the nitrogen-rich chemistry of the ejecta. These abundances must be regarded as strict upper limits, since the distribution of H2 in the homunculus is unknown. In any case, these findings shed new light onto the peculiar molecular ecosystem of Eta Car, and establish its surroundings as a new laboratory to investigate the life cycle of silicate dust in extreme astrophysical conditions. This was First Detection of Silicon-Bearing Molecules in $8 Car, by C. Bourdieu et al.